in Kellogg's All Brand.
What do you get in Kellogg's All Brand? Reliability.
Reliability, right. Take it from me, Dennis James. Kellogg's All Brand is the reliable way to get the effectiveness you want from bran. Kellogg's is the real Battle Creek formula with more vital bran bulk to help you keep regular. Low in calories and mighty pleasant tasting. For the effectiveness you want from bran, get reliable Kellogg's All Bran.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Radio News. News of the World with Morgan Beatty later tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
The scene, Schönbrunn Palace, Vienna, Austria, the year 1845. One of the fabulous Viennese balls given by the Emperor and his Empress. Everyone, all the nobility of England and the continent is there.
Presenting the Emperor Franz Joseph and his Empress Hildestein.
I suppose the herald of the Alphorn.
Presenting the Baron von Bunsteig and his Baroness. Presenting the Grand Duke Edward from England and Lady Guinevere.
Pleasure, pleasure.
Oh, most assuredly, it's a pleasure.
Presenting Marie Anne Monet and her Prince Escort Charles II of France.
Voici votre autorité.
Never go ici.
Presenting.
Hey, could you tell me where's a telephone booth I can use, please? I hate to interrupt here, but my car ran out of gas down the road, and I'm trying to call a 3A's to get me, started again.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The Joy Boys program for, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night it is.
Ed Walker.
That's Willard Scott here.
I really would like to call a 3A's. I mean, I know you hired me for the part, but it actually happened.
What, you get your keys stuck in your car?
Yes.
Oh.
And I came down here.
Here's the phone, okay?
Would you do that? Thank you very much. All right. Well.
Excuse me. You ripped it right out of the wall.
Excuse me. I'll go down and call somewhere else.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Georgie Brew is our studio engineer. He looks very beautiful and dapper and handsome. Has a chip on his shoulder today.
I know.
Well, he's sick and he's a mad guy. Been drinking some of that sneaky Pete again. And, of course, Arthur Page.
Yeah, that's right.
Glad to have you.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome home.
There he is, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, looking handsomer than ever, little old Bobby Shetton, our engineer. Lovely boy. And so today on our program, it looks pretty good. We're having the Answer Man, also Count Dracula, and the adventures of that gentleman.
And finally, what, the Yellow Ghost?
That's right.
Should be a very interesting...
Oh, you here?
Well, honey, we'll be on
the grill. My dear.
Yeah, keep the steak on the grill. We'll
be I'll be back. And you start listening to the show.
Looks pretty exciting today. I hope so.
Ah, yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan Apple is here again.
Wonderful. This is our poet laureate, WRC's own Jonathan Apple.
How do you do?
That didn't rhyme.
No, of course not. Do you want me to read a poem?
Have you a poem for us?
Once again, it's March the 1st. I married my wife, for better or worse.
In closing, here's Jonathan Apple who says...
March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. But personally, I don't give... I can't do that on the air.
No, so let's take it.
Terrible.
Goodbye.
Scared me.
Tommy Manville and the orchestra, and I wish I were in love again. Sit right up. You like that?
No.
Your best lines are in your face, Mr. Walker.
Thank you very much. Are we ready to continue with the next feature?
It's time once more for the Answer Man transcribed.
Yes, Gene Autry still pays union dues.
No, a loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou is not a 900-calorie-a-day diet.
Too bad. Yes, 23 Skidoo is the street address of Miss Dorothy Provine. Vote Dodio-Do.
No, the Varsity Drag is not a strip for racing sports cars. It's time once more for radio's time-honored program, The Answer Man, now in its 84th year, brought to you by Mickey, the greatest name in Rooney's. Each week at this time, The Answer Man answers the questions you, the radio listeners, have sent.
I thought you were going to say Finn's there for a minute.
Could be. Now, here with a big bag full is Mr. Answer Man.
Of mail. Good evening, and thank you very much there, Willard Scott.
Put me down.
There. That's the bag I have. I haven't been around for a long time. I guess you've missed me.
We're very, very glad to welcome you back to our microphone, Mr. Anthony.
I've been hibernating until things sort of cooled off.
You and the Bears, Mr. Anthony.
Actually, I'm happy to be back and ready to dig into that mailbag. So what do we have?
We have a fat one here today, Mr. Answer Man.
I know you are, but how about the first letter?
Oh. First letter, Mrs. JFK from...
Who?
Mrs. That's JFK.
That's wonderful. I didn't realize that she listened to this program.
Oh, it's not the JFK initial JFK.
Oh.
Not the one that the white 1600. It's JFK. It's a Russian lady, Mrs. JFK.
Very sloppy speech there. You had me worried for a minute.
It's one name, JFK.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From Annandale writes,
yes?
In the children's song, Down by the Station Early in the Morning, a reference is made to a puffer belly.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, and could you please describe it?
I couldn't describe it half as well as you could see it for yourself if you'd come down and see our announcer, Willard Scott, after the show. Yes.
That's
a bell ringer.
Patty Cavan's interviewer.
I thought I was Jimmy Fiddler there for a minute. All right, next question.
Little Miss Muffet from Hyattsville asks this one, what are curds and whey?
Oh, they run an ad agency up in New York. George Curds and Harry Whey. They're nice fellas. They have a few schlock accounts, you know. They sell busted cookies and things like that. But they're all right. They're good kids.
Mr. Lollipalooza of Northwest Washington sends this one to you.
I see.
During which period of geologic time did the dinosaur reign?
Oh, right now. She's on TV every Sunday night. Most vivacious.
Oh, can she talk?
Well, she sings pretty good, too, as a matter of fact. And she's smiling all the time and, mwah, you know. That's dinosaur.
Finally, Mr. Thea...
Can't you read your own writing there?
Would you look at this one, Mr. Answer Man? Thea, T-H-E-O-R.
Theor.
R-P-H-I.
Theorphia.
Diaz.
Des. Theorphia Des. Theorphia Des.
Get Bobby in here, would you, Bobby? The second word is...
That's
Theodephorus. P-U-M-P. Pump. A-L-E-G.
Aleg.
I-O.
Pompilegio.
Mr.
Theodorphus Pompilegio.
And the last name is D-O-R.
Dor.
M-I-S.
Dormus.
C-A-T-T.
Cat.
I.
Dormus Catty.
W-A-L-T-Z.
Dormus Cattywall.
That's Mr. Theodorphus Pompilegio.
Dormus Cattywall. Yes, sir. What is his question?
How do you pronounce my name?
Oh, boy.
Well, we ripped another one there. You've been listening to radio's time-honored program, The Answer Man. If you have any questions for which you'd like the answers, simply send us a card or letter addressed to The Answer Man, WRC Radio, Red Square, Hartburn 2, Virginia, along with $740 to cover the cost of handling and mailing. And be with us again next week when once more we'll present The Answer Man.
Arrivederci, Answer Man. Let's call Let's Face the Music and Dance, Miss Diana Trask singing for you there. Dracula. Tonight's adventure, Count Dracula and the part-time job. As our story opens, we find ourselves out on the streets of the city of Washington, somewhere in Northwest. Count Dracula and his agent man is trying to help him find a job. Apparently, the things have been kind of slim pickings in the last couple of weeks. The movies don't need a scare man anymore. They don't make horror pictures. And television's in mid-season. So there's no work for the Count, as the agency man says.
Apparently, things have been sort of slim pickings for the last few weeks.
The movies don't need a scare man, and television is in mid-season, Drac.
I think someone read this. Oh, let me go.
So what we've done, Drac, I've lined you up with a job selling encyclopedias. Now, you'll go from door to door, and give them the sales pitch. You've got the whole thing worked out. They're written right down there on those cards. All you got to do, baby, is go right up there and sell those encyclopedias. You get 10% on each one you sell, okay?
If I didn't think I'd be tempted to bite you, I'd give you a kiss for being such a good agent.
Just forget it, baby. Now, go. There's the first house. I'll wait out here for you. You're on your own, kid.
I feel like $1 million, baby, in the 5 and 10 cent store. I'll knock on the door here and see.
Yes, can I be...
Good evening, I... She was scared to death. Apparently, I frightened her.
What happened there, Drac?
Well, apparently, I did not have the right approach. She was frightened. She slammed the door in my face.
Well, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Go to the next house there, kid.
All right. I'm going to be a crack of the jack encyclopedia salesman, so help me, Britannica. This looks like a nice house. Did somebody open the door?
Now, my mother's not...
Oh, Drac. That little boy was afraid of me.
Well, Drac, you gotta face facts, kid. You're not the handsomest guy in the world.
Oh, to be a little bit like Jamie Stewart once in a while. Yogi Bear, somebody warm and tender.
There's one more house on this corner, kid.
No, I'm fed up.
You gotta do it, baby.
No.
Listen, I need my 10%. You gotta eat and pay the rent. They're gonna put the slug in the lock over that flea bag you're living in. Now, get up there.
Let's face it, I'm just not a salesman. I'm not presentable.
Just try it once more, Drac, and if it doesn't work out... I'll forget it. All right, go on up there.
One more time, and this is the last one. I'm losing my patience. Nobody cares at all.
Can I be of assistance to you, young?
Go ahead, scream, faint, fall over, do anything. I know I'm a frightening man. I don't care what you say.
I'm too old to do all that jazz. What do you want, Buster?
Well, you are not afraid of me?
Come on in. We'll have a cup of tea together.
I don't believe it.
A little juice in there. Yes, come on. Sit down, handsome.
I've almost forgotten what I came in to see you about. You surprised me so.
You're a nice fella, you know. Not too many visitors coming around here.
Well, if I could be so bold, I am selling encyclopedias. My name is Dracula. How do you do?
How do you do, Dracula?
Keep your hand.
Wow, a little fangy there on the teeth, aren't you?
I was just hoping that perhaps I could interest you and your husband in an encyclopedia.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good deal, but you'll have to check with my hubby. Why don't you ask
Wait
him?
Wait a minute, before we go in the living room.
Yes.
You're not afraid of me?
Of course not.
I don't frighten you?
No, I'm used to that sort of thing, Buster.
Well, there's your husband back behind the newspaper. Maybe I could talk to him.
Yes.
Beg your pardon, sir. Could I talk to you about this encyclopedia?
And what was it you wanted to see about?
Look at that man! He scares me to death! What am I going to do? That's Peter Lloyd!
Mitch Miller and the sing-along chorus back home again in Indiana.
We took our men from the backwoods, from the mountains, and the plains. What we lacked in number, we really lacked in brains. Both Reds and Yankee strangers, they call us Yankee strangers. North and South, New York, Maine, Yellow, Joseph, what they call me. Chicken Little is my name.
Adventures of the Yellow Coast, the stories of John Pendleton Nosey, Confederate States of America, as he lived it, as he wrote it, the story of Nosey's Confederacy, encompassing all of Northern Virginia, including Loudoun, Fauquier, Fairfax, and Arlington County. As our story opens, we find ourselves on the Virginia side of Chain Bridge. It's night. The crickets are chirping.
Read it.
The frogs are also
read it.
As we hear the yellow ghost, Major Nosby say to his sidekick Miles behind a cluster of bushes.
Miles, come out from behind that cluster of bushes.
Really?
Get that frog out of there, will you, Miles? It's imperative, Miles, that we get to Georgetown before sunup.
All right, Major. Now look down there on the Virginia side of the bridge.
Oh, the Virginia side of the bridge, did you say yes?
There's a Union sentry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go down there, Major. You cover me.
All right, Miles.
I'll show myself to him, and then when he tries to ask me for my identification, you jump him.
Okay, Miles.
Just a minute. Go
ahead. Okay.
Who goes there?
It's just me.
Got him, Miles. Good boy. I wish we could get that frog. Okay, Miles. Now, we've got a clear path across the ridge. Let's go.
Don't be too sure to show yourself in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Just sneak across these planks here.
Really?
I think he wants to join the group, Major. Better make him a ranger quick before he tells on us.
If he keeps up, he'll have to join the Union. All right, Miles, I can see the end of the bridge.
We're almost at the other side of the bridge, Major.
Yes.
All right.
All right, a few more steps. Hurry, let's go.
We're off the bridge, Mark.
Okay, Aaron, behind that rock, Major.
Yes, a couple of snipers.
Two Union snipers.
All right. All right, Miles. Now, listen, I'll cover you. You run up that side. I'll go around behind them and see if we can't catch them, all right? Yeah, ready? Let's go. Yeah.
Get him in!
Good boy, Miles. We didn't get that frog yet. Miles, I think at last I can see the lights of Georgetown. We've made it, Miles. Do you realize what we've done?
No. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you, Major.
Here, this wire from Richmond explains everything. A new Brigitte Bardot movie opens today at one of those art theaters in Georgetown. We've got to see the first showing, Miles, and we will.
Hot diggity.
Hello, ghost, is what they call me. Chicken Little is my name.
It's been a Froggy and a Carton production.
Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
That does it for the Joy Boys for this evening. This is Ed Walker.
Leonard Scott here. We do want to welcome back Bobby Shepnett. Thing there, and also Georgie Brewington, and of course the very charming Arthur Bates.
Thank you very much.
Now here's Charlie Stamper hopping up to a microphone to say,
"Breedy, I got a frog in my throat." Breedy, the Joy Boys is heard by our armed forces over. Breedy,
we are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Mac McGarry interviews Woody Woodpecker tonight on NBC.
Which way to go? NBC in Washington, WRC, WRC-FM. We'd like to call your attention. A sports attraction tomorrow on WRC beginning at 1:55 tomorrow afternoon. A play-by-play description of the basketball game in the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament between the Maryland Terps and the Clemson Tigers. It will come your way at 1:55 tomorrow afternoon with Jim Simpson at the mic. It's 7:30. Stay tuned for News of the World.
From time to time on our program, we do all we can to bring you, our listeners, something different. We are trying to preserve radio in its grandest form. And so to keep the radio station to which you're now listening interesting and informative, we have hired, at no great expense at all, because it was all donated, free deal, it was a freebie, we got some cross-promotion out of this, we have rented a helicopter, and our WRC traffic reporter, Harry Legs, is flying somewhere in the helicopter now over the city, and I'm going to do all I can. Are you ready, Bobby, in there, all the fellas? Okay, we'll switch. This winter it's got down in Washington, Harry Legs in the helicopter. Can you hear me, Harry?
Harry Legs in the helicopter. I can hear you, Willard, and we are flying now. A beautiful view here. I must say, it's one of the loveliest nights of the year.
Harry, we can't hear you too good. Do you mind talking up louder? The helicopter's too loud or something.
Pardon me. This is Harry Legs. Is that better now? I hope you can hear me. Beautiful night, as I was saying, and cloud of sky here.
We hear you real good down here in the studio. How's the traffic situation, Harry?
Traffic is just about nil. Most of the rush hour traffic takes you over. Only two freighters and a tugboat is all I see out here at the present time.
Wait a minute. Two freighters and a tugboat. Where are you, Harry?
Seem to be somewhere over the Chesapeake Bay, just at the bridge over there. There's some little guy that must be filming some beer commercials. A guy hopping around from island to island down there, and
Harry apparently is, we'll see if we... That guy's never doing anything right, I can't. What's the matter with him? You pay him money, give him a free helicopter ride over the Chesapeake Bay.
We are
are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, this is the Joy Boys. We better forget about these big, elaborate productions.
You know, I hear stations in other cities that do that very well. They have guys that go up in helicopters and report the traffic.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we can't. We got a numbskull like Harry Legs, who's been with the company now. I think he's what they call feather bedding.
Is that what that is?
Well, he only works about once every 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and he's on the payroll every week.
Well, forget it, and let's introduce ourselves here. The Joy Boys, Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here. Today on our program, Miss Janitor will be along. Also, we're going to take you for a walk down the halls of NBC to talk to some of our passers-by. And two, the Sodbuster will ride out of the Northwest.
Engineers this evening, a sterling bunch of people they are.
I see. Yeah, one of them. Charlie Sterling over there.
Morris Kenton. The Mystery Man.
Me. Arthur Page.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty good all in all. I think we got ourselves a real swing of
hey, you is there, fellas.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Wait. Clear the microphone. It's a news story. Here's Daddy Sawbucks from the NBC newsroom. He had garlic for breakfast.
A little old for that running around.
You got the mic, Daddy.
You got the mic. It's all over town, folks. It's all over town. Yes, I'm here to tell you that it's all over town.
Oh, wait. Don't get excited. What's all over town?
The sky.
Oh.
April Fool.
Oh, you big ham.
April Fool.
You're a day late and a month early.
Mm-hmm.
April 1st until next month, 30 days away.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Here, I was worried about my income tax.
Oh, play the record.
Nelson Riddle and the orchestra, music from Can Can. It's called Live and Let Live. Good philosophy.
Look what Dodge has done for Compact. Lancer.
You'll love Lancer if you love driving.
Lancer, Dodge's new compact has torsion air, so you ride smooth as a swan on a pond. Quiet, too. No squeaks, no rattles.
You'll love Lancer if you love styling.
The new Dodge Lancer's got style to spare, inside and out.
You love Lancer if you love saving.
You save when you buy Dodge Lancer. Its price is low. You save while you're running Dodge Lancer. Its Slant 6 engine rings extra miles out of every gallon. Its new alternator generator keeps Lancer's battery alive and kicking long beyond its time.
It's what you want in a compact car.
Lancer, at your Dodge dealers now.
By the way, Lou Crosby, who did that commercial, here's a note for you. You're supposed to call Lawrence Welk right away. He wants to get in touch with you.
I am looking for Lou.
That's all right, Lawrence. He's going to call you very soon.
Okay.
Ball Point, the greatest name in Pennsylvania oysters, bring you Miss Janitor. Each weekday at this time, WRC's weather girl steps out of her glass booth here. You dialed DDG Pennsylvania 26000 there when you fell over the phone, Miss Janitor.
I was jumping rope.
Let me help you up, sweetheart. Using some Prince macaroni there to jump rope with. That's stretched out there.
Made for you with loving care.
How do you do? You're not on yet.
Oh. Would you introduce me, please?
Certainly. Now? With the March winds blowing around the sky so blue, here comes the girl with her Irish stew.
I thought you were going to say my big tattoo.
I thought that was a record.
No.
Billy Daniel still makes records, I just made.
Am I on now?
You're on now.
Torsion air ride. Rear view mirror. Oil filter. Two speaker radios. Electric windshield wipers.
Pardon me, but...
Automatic brake adjuster.
Would you quit trying to figure out that necktie puzzle that
rumble
the guy
seat
talks about on the commercial and tell us,
How did that rumble seat get in there?
Would you like to tell us what you're doing? There was this... Looks like an FOB accessory.
Oh, I've been, checking the new cars. And I'm just reading off the accessories.
For what?
The new car.
Any one particular one? Or
no, I'm not at liberty to say.
Are you going to buy one?
Well, this is a Dodge commercial, so
why not let it be a Dodge? You want one of these? I mean, is this what you're going to buy when you get your car?
Yeah.
Do you figure the whole city of Washington is interested in this?
Sure.
Well, I think you've really taken this for a ride, Miss Janitor. And
that's very funny.
Let's figure your speech. Get her out of here, will you? I just had dinner. Play the next record. Oh, man.
Looks like rain in Cherry Blossom Lane. Too rainy singing for you here on the Joy Boys show. Now my partner, Willard Scott, is out in the corridors of NBC. I'm going to switch to him and the roving microphone, and I'll join him in the hall in just a few seconds. Willard?
Okay, Willard Scott out here at the halls here at NBC. Bonjour, senor.
Come on, bien.
Yes, speaking to you from the NBC hall.
Famous Joy Boys program is being done.
Where, of course, each week at this time, some of our friends who are visiting NBC
on the air,
stop by. You may hear in the background our NBC page perky.
Thank you.
I noticed the Frank Forster fan club is in the other end of the hall. You may have heard them applauding Frank a moment ago.
I have an interview here lined up, Doctor, as they used to say on the program. Here's a very interesting looking gentleman who's approaching the microphone now. He's, I suppose that is a sheet wrapped around him. Looks to be very exotic looking. Sir, would you say a word to us?
Well, gee whiz, hello.
Hello there.
How do you do?
The voice is very familiar.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, I don't want to get personal or anything, but you the attire you're wearing, you seem to be, what do they call it, an expert at...
Yoga, yeah. I'm a yogi expert.
You're a yogi expert.
That's exactly what I am. You can tell by the sheet that's draped around my head and the slight twitch of a turban that I have wrapped around my bonnet.
Yes, well, I know this isn't television and the people are going to miss it all. Well, could you demonstrate for us? There's a room here you can get down on the floor and maybe stand on your head and give us a demonstration of yogi.
Certainly. Well, let me get myself down on the floor here.
All right.
I take my right leg and put it behind my head.
Yes.
I take my left arm and place it over my neck.
Yes.
And now I give you the demonstration of the yogi.
All right.
Yo, 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 yo. I am smarter than the average bear. Boo, boo.
I think we had the wrong yogi. Thank you, sir. That was very interesting. I appreciate you very much. Get up off the floor.
This guy's an idiot. I've seen some nutty-looking goofs in my life. This guy's a complete loser. What is down here? I'm taking the microphone, moving on down the hall. Here's a very well-dressed gentleman, very nattily attired, has a very handsome carnation in his lapel here. Hello, sir.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, hello there.
Sir.
How do you do?
And you're visiting our NBC halls? Any reason for your visit?
Yes, I'm here auditioning for a job.
What job?
As the summer relief announcer. Harrison H. Harrison is my name.
Mr. Harrison, you have a beautiful voice. And
thank you. I've had a few years on the stage. I've done some dramatic readings and a few small
things. What did you do last summer for work? Are you summer
work? I sold snowballs. I had a snowball stand.
Summer?
Yes. The radio business was not too good. And
I thought you had a job last summer doing something else. All right. Well, we are awfully... Didn't you hear that they've already hired their summer relief announcer for this? You have a beautiful voice. Don't get me wrong.
What did you say?
I said they've already hired their summer man for this year.
They've
already hired a summer announcer for this year?
That's right.
And I came down here and took the time to come down and audition. See you win.
Something's happened to your voice.
I only use it for special occasions. They hired a guy.
Give me the announcer's voice again.
I only do it unless I'm
getting paid. And I'm not getting paid for this.
Okay. Well, we'll move on down here. Apparently, there's a disgruntled radio announcer. Walking on down the halls for the final interview of the afternoon. Here's a...
Eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do.
Very charming little, doing a commercial for Kenny or something.
How do you do, honey?
You look like
a swinger, you know
you
that?
You look like a rich old lady.
That's what I am, a rich old widow. I'm going to come to town, sow my wild oats. Got plenty of money. If you got the time, I got the money.
Well, it says in the card as we interview, you have a hobby of a sort. Is that right?
My hobby is dating celebrities, radio and television, those handsome announcers. Yes.
And you're here at NBC to...
And I want to date somebody.
somebody, some of those big boys, Big Daddy Ray Michael, some of those handsome young fellas that are on the TV there, you know.
But the best we could do is, about the speediest thing we have around here at this hour is Frank Forrester, and he's up on the roof right now.
Just came back from WPOT, had a date with that Ranger Hall over there. Kept talking to a rabbit all night.
He does a kid's show. He's not...
I want a swinger, boy. I don't
know.
What can you fix me up with?
Well, we got Bozo. He's available after 6 o'clock.
A clown, huh? Yeah. Nah, you got... I'm going over and get on the Milk Grunt record hop. I want to swing. I want to live. I want to dance.
We better switch back. We've been talking to a rich old widow. Now back to our studio.
Northwest on MacArthur Boulevard come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Platinum, with a cloud of dust and a hearty high host lover. The Sidebuster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a better canteen of justice, a more fearless, hard-riding, straight-shooting, beer-drinking, peace-eating son of the sod. It's the Sidebuster. A true gentleman of the Old West. Men feared him, little children respected him, women loved him, a true gentleman all the way.
Sorry, ma'am.
Don't molest me, honey, I don't belong to nobody.
Return to the sound of the thrilling days of yesteryear, the smell of pipe smoke and the sod buster. Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and his sidekick, Chester Gray.
There, Chester.
Yes, Mr. Dillard. Oh, Mark, you kicked me in the side.
Yeah.
In and around the territory of Hyattsville, on out beyond Tacoma Park, out towards Wheaton, on out beyond Frederick County, rode the Sodbuster and his sidekick Chester Drawers. It's early evening as our story opens. We find ourselves in the marshal's office. The Sodbuster is musing through some papers.
He's
waiting for Chester to return from the telegrapher's office with an important telegram that...
APQ of 45,
for the
CL and J up
two men of justice. The story opens.
JR and J up 2.5, LL and L down...
Ah, Chester. Marshal?
Yes.
Here's a telegram, Marshal.
Telegram, oh, good, yes.
There you go, Marshal. I'll open it up and read it.
The Maverick and Paladin. Oh, that's good. That's...
What's it say, Marshal? I'm all excited.
We will be happy to. They're going in with us, Chester. We're going to start
hooray,
a stock brokerage firm right here in Dodge.
That's
yes, sir.
Terrific, Marshal.
Yes, sir. It's going to be the firm of Maverick, Paladin, Dillard, and Drawers.
You know something, Marshal? It's pretty wonderful because we got the things so diversified. We got Paladin in San Francisco. We got the Maverick brothers working the whole southeastern, western part of the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're here in the Middle West.
That's right.
And, boy, I think we got the whole thing sold.
Well, we can call the sign painters now. Now, Chester, have him paint that sign and get it hung
I'll
up.
I'll go right get
tomorrow.
Him right
yeah,
now.
Do
all
that,
right.
Will you, Chester?
And so Chester Drawers goes on over to the sign painters to get him to paint the sign up that will spell out the new low brokerage firm. As our story reopens, it's 1 hour later. We find ourselves back in the Sodbuster's office. The sign painter is saying to the marshal,
"Yeah, Marshal, here's the sign. It's all painted for you. I think it's look at that. It's handsome there. See there? The only trouble was the size of the sign you wanted isn't quite big enough. Here's Dillard, Maverick, and Paladin. Chester, I just couldn't get your name on there. Well, I got it on the edge here, but you see where I'm going to have to drive the nail. It's going to go right through the middle of your name, Chester.
Well, I suppose. Marshal?
Chester, I'm sorry. I guess you really wanted your name on here, didn't you?
Well, I suppose, but I guess if you have to, you have to, Marshal.
Yeah, Chester, I'm afraid we're going to have to drop the drawers.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, that's...
Sodbuster is written by Moby Dick, produced by the NBC Newsroom of the Weekend. Directed by Horace Opera. The entire production is supervised for NBC Radio by Billy the Kid. This has been a Saddle Sore production.
That's our exciting show for this day. Thank you very much for listening. Cue the theme in about
like
a quarter of an inch.
We
certainly thank you.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Our orchestra plays nothing but quick songs. You don't need us while we're
here. I think I hear you on heavy commercial days.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Fine. Well, this is Walker and Scott, the Joy Boys. Good night. Sounds like a jungle ride. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same station. Charlie Stavers says,
this program is being heard overseas. I'm getting out of here.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro.
Stay tuned now for the Music Appreciation Hour over NBC. Thank you, music lovers.
Laura, Mrs. James, and I both say you're the best housekeeper we know.
You wouldn't say that today. I'm getting ready for the painters. Lately, I've had headaches and muscular aches and pains. Can't do half I should.
Don't just put up with discomfort like that. For relief, try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
You know something, Eddie?
Hmm?
What's that? Really, to me, it's a little bit disheartening. Do you realize we've been on the show for a year and a half now? I mean,
What's bothering you, that we've been on this show a year and a half? I mean,
look at the radio schedule. Look at this. There's Patty Cavins. You got 14 commercials.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Al Ross had 93 this morning.
Terrific.
But the news had 3 on it. The Weather with Forrester, it's a 2-minute show. They had 3 commercials.
Okay, here's a station break with a commercial on it.
Okay, look at 7:05, 7:30. Monday.
Nothing.
Tuesday.
Nothing.
Wednesday.
Nothing.
Thursday.
Nothing.
Oh, not really. Don't you think it's about time we had a talk with the sales?
All right, I'll tell you what, let's go up there and talk to them. Their office is right up the hall here.
I mean, it seems to me that if they can sell the sign-on, they could be able to sell us.
Which door is it, right here?
Yeah, I think that's it. Open the door.
Yeah. What's going on in here?
Hey, you guys, want to get the tickets?
Now, wait a minute.
Here's your tickets. Here you see right up front.
Is this the sales department?
What's that?
Is this the sales department?
Now, this is the preview section of the continuity department.
Oh, what are you previewing here?
These are some French public service films.
Oh.
I got them from Radio Paris.
You going to run this on the air?
Well, no, we're just looking at this for like, let's go outside. I can't hear you. Come on over here.
I hate to leave.
Hi, fellas. My name is George Greaseball, WRC Radio Sales.
Mr. Greaseball, my name is Ed Walker, and this is my partner, Willard Scott.
Hello, Mr. Willard?
No, Willard.
Willard.
Name.
Mr. Willard? How are you?
Scott. Willard Scott.
Scott is my name.
Yeah.
I'm Scott Willard. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And,
Scott Sutton. You're relation to him, the guy?
No. I thought maybe you might know us, George. I mean, we work here.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And we have a show on 7:05 weeknights called The Joy Boys.
Hey, that's a clever idea for a show. Yeah. I'll speak to Grace in the program.
No, it's already on.
Oh.
It's been on for a year and a half.
Swell. You might like to meet the sales manager.
Well, that's what we came up here for, you see.
Oh, Harry Carey's a lovely fellow. Come on over to the office.
Here's
his office. I'll leave you right here. Go and introduce yourself.
Should I knock or ring the bell?
Ring the doorbell.
Okay. Figures.
Come on.
Open the door, Eddie. I think he's going to see us now. Hello, sir. I'm Willard Scott.
Well, hello there.
Mr. Carey.
Mr. Scott Willard, is that it?
That's Willard Scott. And
Ed Scott.
Ed Walker.
Ed Walker.
You know, we do the Joy Boys show on WRC.
What?
We do the Joy Boys. It's on at
Joy
seven.
Who?
The Joy Boys Show. It's on 7:00.
Joy. Just a moment. Let me call my secretary.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Yes, sir.
Rachel, this is Harry Carey. Would you check in with Press and Promotion, see if we have anything on a pair called the Joy Boys?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Kind of ridiculous. He doesn't even know that.
We'll find out about that and get back to you right away.
Well, the show is on every evening, Mr. Carey, at 7:05. And the reason that we came up here is because we figured, you know, the show is on and it's got potential. It's a good time. And
just a moment.
Yes, sir. There are a pair called the Joy Boys, Scott and Walker. They're on 7:05 weeknights.
Thank you, dear. All right. Well, I guess you boys are on the air, and I'm sorry that I've neglected to see that you get your fair share of the commercial intake of the station.
I mean, it just seems kind of...
You guys will start your program, and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can, get a few commercials on the program.
Okay,
all right?
Let's thank you, sir. Hey,
you're
wonderful.
Yeah.
Will you let us out of your office, please?
Oh, sir.
Thank you very much. I didn't touch the doorbell.
The Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Things should be very interesting. Here we are back in the studio, the Joy Boy Show, and we hope that we're going to have a few commercial announcements this evening here. Right, Willard?
I think it's splendid that we talked to the sales department, and we're doing our best. I understand the Potomac Park Pizza pacifiers are having a pizza pacify at Potomac Park on Saturday, right?
That's right. If you'd like to participate in the pizza pacify with the Potomac Park Pizza pacifiers, be sure to be present in Potomac Park. Pronto.
Crazy.
Pretty good.
Looks pretty good for us. I hope everything works out well. The engineers are here.
Well, boy, that was quick. Mr. Greaseball, how are you, sir?
Thomas, how are you, gang? Yes.
Well, I believe you got in your hand there. Looks like
I was on my way going home for the afternoon for the third time, and I was stopping by, and Harry Carey handed me this E.T. for you at the commercial.
Bob, would you put that on the turntable?
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi there. I'm Tony Marvin. I'd like to introduce you to Mimi. Ladies, meet Mimi, the most exciting ironing day helper I've ever introduced. Iron with Mimi and you'll never need starch again. Your clothes will look brighter, stay fresher, and last longer. You see, girls, Mimi puts the finish back in fabrics. Even delicate synthetics, wash and wear, things you wouldn't dare starch. And ironing's a breeze. No sprinkling, no dampening, no starch buildup. Just spray Mimi. No more limp clothes, no more harsh starch. Mimi restores crispness without stiffness. So next time you iron, make it easy with Mimi. M-I-M-I. Mimi in the bright blue spray can.
And you'll find Mimi at very wonderful places like People's Drug and District Grocery Stores. So you look for it. Mimi in the bright blue spray can.
That's very nice commercial, fellas.
Thank you very much,
sir. Have a good weekend. I got to go back up the sales floor to get my hat.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
It's a nice commercial, boys.
WRC Radio now presents the Roundtable of Knowledge, presenting each Friday at this time a study, as it were, in word semantics.
Yes, I see.
As our story opens today, we find ourselves in the studios of WRC, and sitting across the table from one another is, first of all, Mr. Orson Meyer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Formerly the Miss Synonym of 1930s.
No, you got the wrong one there.
The eminent and distinguished German professor.
No.
Are you the one that's interested in the abolishment of Chicago?
Yes, I certainly am.
Finally, the very lovely professor...
What about me?
Oh, I'm sorry. You are...
Miss Anonym.
Yes. Miss Anna Nim, the formal distinguished gentleman, professor of neoanthrosomatics at Wiesbaden.
I think this boy's got a slight case of magnesia here or something. I'm not sure what it was.
Milking it for all your worth, aren't you, Professor? And now, here he is, Professor Van Lyne.
Yeah, very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it's nice to be with you. What's the word?
Miss Nim, would you like to explain to our audience how we play today's game?
Well, you give us a word, and we try to give you the origin or derivation of the word.
Are you ready, panel members?
Ready, yes.
Here's today's word. Professor, you're very...
I'm sorry, you got to remember...
See, you're over-coffeed, Professor.
Yeah, that's it. I'm nervous.
Are you ready for today's word?
Yes, yes.
Today's word, panel members, is posture. P-O-S-T-U-R-E.
Posture? Posture.
Mm-hmm. Posture. Ma'am, would you like to...
Well, it's used in songs and in, you know, expressions like, I posed your house last night. Isn't that right?
House last night?
On the way to the movies, I posed your house last night.
No, that's not it. Would you like
to... I think I've got the answer.
Mr. Meyer,
the place where cattle graze. Everybody's looking for greener pasture.
That's pasture. All right, Professor, it's up to you.
He invented milk, didn't he?
Louis... No, they got me doing it now.
Huh?
I haven't said.
He had the knack. Pasture knack.
Oh, come on. You still like Professor's coffee.
But it's ridiculous that nobody knows. I have
the answer. You've seen. All right, Professor?
A posture. That's a man of the cloth.
You mean a pot... A pastor? Oh, no, really, Professor?
Pastor, no, that's, he has a band there, I think.
Who?
Only Pastor there.
No, he was the one that invented milk.
I think we're all a little bit off
I
on
think
the...
You're off your rocker.
I think we're all a little bit off, yeah, I think that's the way it is.
They thought, I think I have a brief explanation for this entire thing. They thought it was Saturday, and they had their annual party, their weekly party in there.
But we tried...
Join us again next Friday, when, again, our panel members will discuss a word for you, the semantics of which are benign to us.
Thank you.
This program was transcribed.
Cheers, ring,
Grease Ball back again, huh?
Yeah, I was on my way up to the office to get my hat, and I met Mr. Carey, the sales manager. Well,
you've got something in your hand there.
Yeah, this is a Pac-1 ET, it's called.
Pac-1?
All right. This was one that was left off of the Raw show this morning. It's what they call a make-good.
Wonderful. Well,
he ran it during the Pauline Frederick interview this morning.
Oh, well, all right.
People wrote in want to know if she has chapped hands or not.
Well, let's play the commercial.
Okay.
That's my brother Jack. He's getting ready for a date with Mary Ann. She's a nurse, and he's crazy about her. Here he comes.
So long, sis.
Mother says you can bring Mary Ann for dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
She's really gone on that hand cream Mary Ann recommended.
You mean Mom likes Paquin's? I know.
Did she tell you to tell Mary Ann she's never seen anything like the way Paquin smoothed her hands?
Yeah.
You know how that is, don't you? Paquin's was originally made for doctors and nurses. Their hands are in disinfectants and water all the time. You know, in the hospital.
Where else?
So they need something really special. Paquin's is extra rich and concentrated, even healing for sore cracked skin. I heard Mary Ann tell Mother myself.
Uh-huh.
She also said there's a survey shows more nurses prefer Paquin's than any other hand preparation, cream or lotion.
Yeah, well,
Mother uses it every time her hands are in water and at bedtime. Have you seen her hands lately? They look great.
So Mom likes Paquin's hand cream.
Isn't that what I said?
Well, thank you very much. That was a nice commercial.
Yeah, your engineers did a nice job with that. Look, so I got to get home now.
Fine.
See you later. I'm nervous. I got to...
Fine, thank you. Well, that was Stanley Kenton in the orchestra here, and come on there, George.
Hi, Ed.
You don't have a transcription this time. You have a piece of paper there.
Yeah, I was on my way up to get my coat, and I summoned Carey. He was on his way out to the club.
Uh-huh.
He gave me this piece of paper, and it's for you.
Wonderful.
Safeway, I think.
Oh, you want us to read this one?
Yeah, I want to read this here.
All right.
Yeah.
Great news for those of you who enjoy good eating. Safeway, where food is first, is having another great steak sale all this week. That's right. And for those of you who have been wanting to put a few extra steaks away or fill up your freezer, now's the time. And we want you to visit your Safeway store for wonderful food values like these.
My wife's got a steak at home.
Sirloin steak, only 89 cents a pound. Boneless bottom round steak, only 79 cents a pound. Porterhouse T-bone or club steak, only 99 cents a pound.
Now, why I have to run all these commercials down here?
Boneless top round steak, only 89 cents a pound.
I'm getting boneless myself for running out.
There are more amazing values waiting for you all this week, too, in the great meat section of your nearby Safeway store. During this great steak sale,
I gotta go home.
Tender, succulent steaks, all U.S. choice grade, and fully aged and guaranteed by Safeway.
Oh.
you sleep, George?
No.
And you'll find other values throughout the store and all the fine foods that they have at Safeway. So shop where your friends and neighbors shop. Safeway, where food is first. Thank you very much.
Very nice, Mr. Walker.
Bye.
I'll see you. Have a nice weekend.
WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer, First Aid Kit, brings you another visit with Mr.
Sixkit,
the original do-it-yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Sixkit, we find him in his basement workshop, where apparently he's studying the Jack LaLanne School of
playing on the washboard there. I've always wanted to be one of the Hoosier hotshots, you know.
Ahoy there, Mr. Hoosier.
Ahoy bay there, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing down here near the furnace?
Just looking over the prospects of putting in an intercom system in my home.
Beg pardon, hold on there, whoa Nelly, Mr. Fixit.
What's that?
An intercom system near your furnace?
Well, I decided that instead of spending a lot of money on wires and amplifiers and all that sort of jazz, that we could do it the old-fashioned way by using the heating ducts.
You're using the heating ducts for what?
For an intercom system. I'll just put a horn at each end of every heating duct, and whenever you want somebody in another
like
room.
An old megaphone?
Yeah, and you yell through there, see?
Well, what, could you demonstrate?
Well, you wait here.
If I were your wife, perish the thought.
Yeah, perish the thought.
And I'm down here with the wash near the washing machine.
Yeah.
And you're, say, upstairs in the bedroom.
Well, there's a heating duct behind the dresser. See, all I have to do is pull the dresser out from behind the wall, get down on my hands and knees,
all right,
and yell into the
Are you going upstairs
duct.
To the bedroom, and I'll all wait right, here. Mr. Fixit is now going upstairs to his bedroom, which is a floor away plus the other end of the house. And I'm standing down here now next to the, I hear some noises upstairs. Let me be real quiet. There we see.
Hello, Willard. Can you hear me?
Hello, Mr. Fixit.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty. Where are you?
I'm upstairs in the bedroom there yelling at you through the heating duct.
Terrific. I hear every word. Recite a poem or something.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, I forgot the words.
Hey, everywhere that Mary went, you forgot the words. That's terrific. Come on back downstairs.
Come on in here. I want to talk to you.
Come on downstairs.
Huh?
Come on downstairs.
Wait a minute. Wait.
What's the matter?
I'm sorry, but I can't get out of here.
Well, you got your head,
Ow! Oh! I bought my head is caught in the duct here. Willard, would you call the rescue squad?
We've been visiting with Radio's original do-it-yourselfer, Mr. Sixkit. Brought to you by the world's foremost manufacturer, First Aid Kit. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Sixkit say...
Here's news of a special offer from Life magazine.
I got it now.
Now you can get a 48-page book entitled Great Battles of the Civil War, a concise, clear, and beautifully illustrated outline history and narrative of our nation's bloodiest conflict. The book includes 15 four-color battle paintings, specially commissioned for Life's famous Civil War series, now appearing in the magazine itself. But much new material that will not be published anywhere else will appear in this handsome, valuable book. There are 12 battle maps, 20 original sketches of Union and Confederate generals. You will see heroes and deeds of glory depicted in authentic paintings, and a handy, full-color auto tour map of historic Civil War battlefields. To order your copy, send $1 in check or money order with your name and address to Life Civil War Book, Box 200, Rockefeller Center, New York 20, New York. That's $1 to Life Civil War Book, Box 20, Rockefeller Center, New York 20, New York.
Fellas, I went upstairs. Thank you there. I went upstairs to get my thermos bottle for my coffee clutch this afternoon, and they gave me another commercial.
Another one?
Jeez. I was also asked to spray the microphone.
Why?
Mr. Faustini is coming in. Would you...
Is everything ready for me now?
Yes, Faustini.
Thank you so much.
Here he is.
This is Faustini speaking. No one would ever make light of love. But love is what makes Prince thin spaghetti, so life, life, life. Yes, it's the special loving care that Prince, the royal family of Italian food, gives to thin spaghetti that makes it lighter, more tender, more appetizing than other spaghettis. The exclusive Prince process produces a finer texture spaghetti that cooks by heat, not absorbing water. Result? No more heavy, water-soggy spaghetti. Enjoy as much as you like of this golden amber pasta italiana, made so light, light, light. For weight-watching American tastes, you can taste it's made for you. With love from Prince. Arrivederci, Faustini.
That's our program for this week, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank our producer, Richard the Lionhearted. Our director, Marco Polo. And scripts and special material by Queen Isabella. Our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
Well, we lost another one, boys.
And, of course, our engineers, Bobby Shetton, the mystery man, and little old Arthur Tate.
Yeah.
And all the people who made this program possible.
This is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here. Thank you, folks, for listening. Don't forget, this show is heard overseas by Armed Forces Radio Service, and we hope you'll join us again Monday at the same time.
I wouldn't think of it.
Faustini gets a new poetry reading lesson tonight on the NBC Radio Network. Boom, 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 boom